Wherefore, laying aside all malice, wherefore, laying aside all malice. Now that comes from the verse before it, which is 25 of passage number 1. But the word of the Lord endures forever. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, hypocrisy, envies, and all evil speakings. That's a Christian. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk. What? Is it on the tie?
Yeah, move it to your tie.
Move it down. Hello? All right. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So, this word in the Bible is always spiritual. Everything in the Bible is true. Everything in the Bible is not made of man. Everything in the Bible is actually from heaven. So, since it's the true, and it's really the truth, there's no other truth. It's really the only truth. If that's the case, then this true word will set you free forever. Forever and ever and ever. World without end. So, this truth is actually not known on earth. It's not known. He had to reveal it in time and in space, person by person by person, till they wrote down all of these 66 books of the Bible. And since that's the case, you live by that. You don't live by bread alone. But we live by every word that is constantly proceeding out of the mouth of God. Now, the world doesn't believe what I just said. So they would not recognize that as from the earth, because all they know is earthly things. And that's not a put down, it's just a fact. So what we say is unusual. It's something that you can't get from the world. There's no way you can compare God with the world or the world with God. They're opposites. So on the board, you can see on the right side, my right, you can see there's a relationship with the true and living God. But on my left side, there's only religion. Religion is something most people have, and if they don't, it's all right. It's a free choice. And if they don't have it, it's all right, because they only know the world. And if you speak like the world, then you're of the world. So you need to learn the vocabulary that God has, which changes everything. For example, God's good. You need to know God is good. In the Hebrew language, that's T-O-V or T-O-V, could be Tob or Tov, either way. But that is, that he's good, he's also gracious. Chanan, C-H-A-N-N-A-N. And he's also Chesed, C-H-E-S-E-D, and that means merciful. So he's merciful toward every sin. So you don't have sin. You don't have sin in your life because Jesus died for you. And when he died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. And when he rose from the dead, you rose from the dead. And so now you have a new heart, though you don't yet have a new soul, nor a new walk. So you'll notice there's a lag, there's a gap between believing something and then actually experiencing it. So you are saved because Jesus died on the cross. You're being saved little by little by little by little by little every day. And you shall be saved in the future and be perfected in love. So don't expect the latter two right now. It's only going on right now. He's removing all your sin, so you don't have any sin. You don't have to do it. God will do it for you. You can't do it. As a matter of fact, you can't do it. You can't save yourself. You can't create yourself. You can't justify yourself, sanctify yourself, glorify yourself, get married to Jesus, get the crown that fadeth and not away. So, and you can't inherit the kingdom of God. But if you're a believer, all you have to do is believe something you can't see. When you believe, you can't see it. When you believe, you can't see it. You can read it in the Word, but it's not alive yet. It's only alive as God works through time and space. And you're living in the last days of the last days of the last days. So history will be over. So the future is all bright. Now, people are depressed today because of COVID and all that kind of stuff. But that's normal. If God loves you, you'll be rebuked by God. He only rebukes the one he loves. I'm going to say it again. He only rebukes the one he loves. That means he'll tell you that's wrong. That's right. But he won't punish you. He already died. So when he died, you died. So you're no longer alive. You're a different person now. And since you're a child of the living God, and he's adopted you into his family, you've now been adopted as an adult, meaning someone who has some reason and be able to speak and talk. So you are now a child of the living God. And because of that, he protects you. And he loves you. And no curse will come nigh thee. There's no way. So, and when you see the world saying, oh, that's scary, or whatever, that's okay. That's the way they think because they're part of the world. Don't judge them. Forgive them. Love them. Bless them. Pray for them. Do only good for them. Never curse them. Why? They don't have any teachers. So human teachers are no teachers at all. I have to say that again. Human teachers, humanists, that is, they're only man-made stuff. So they have a mind, they have will, they have emotions, and so on and so forth. And that's all they have. But it's not enough to get you to heaven. So just being born doesn't make sure you're going to heaven. You'd have to then read the words that he's revealed over the years and form a relationship right side. And by the way, these are God's hands. God's hands are always protecting his people on this side. This was for everybody else that perishes. So this is the judgment that's coming. How many know that people today aren't worried about that? That is, they're not worried about that in their mind, but actually they are in their stress, in their anxiety, in their fear. They don't know what the future, what's in the future. They don't know. Because they're listening to TV or, you know, all the stuff on your phone or whatever else. And that's okay. That's the way they are. So the world is going to be divided someday into those that are of the Spirit and those that are born of the flesh. If you're born of the flesh, you're not born of the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit, you're not born of the flesh. So the minute you convert from this world and only believe in God. So you can imagine we're not going to be the majority. Not everybody in the world is Christian like we are, right? So you're just a remnant. You're what's left over of the carpet. Just throw it aside. But the leftovers are what God loves. Because you have faith in Jesus Christ that he's actually not only real, but he's present with you right now. And because of that, you're happy all the time. So I got four yeps. Yes. Okay. So you're happy all the time. Now, do you feel happy? I didn't talk about feeling. Do you understand it? I didn't talk about understanding. Do you want it? No, I didn't talk about wanting it. I just simply say you are. You're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You're the dwelling place of the living God. You're an overcomer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So everything in the Bible tells you the truth that you cannot get from anything in this world. There's no way. Even though people say they're Christian, that might not be true. You could be a hypocrite. Now, there's nobody here that's a hypocrite, right? There's nobody. In other words, a hypocrite is someone who's not themselves. They're pretending to be something they're not. So a hypocrite is someone that says, I'm a Christian, but they're not. You're not the judge, so you can't judge that. So if somebody says is a Christian, just pray for them or whatever. You don't have to judge them because you're not the judge. Jesus Christ is the judge. All power and authority has been given to me on the day of resurrection by my Father in heaven. So everybody today doesn't know the Father because they don't know the Son who reveals the Father. And the Holy Spirit is inside of you to reveal Jesus as the Savior and the Lord and your bridegroom so that you can be married to Jesus someday in heaven. And that day, you're already betrothed right now. You're already engaged with him right now. But you haven't yet consummated the marriage. And that will be later. But right now, that's your walk. Everyone here doesn't walk like a Christian, even though you are a Christian, but you're not a hypocrite. Because you actually believe God is good and you're not. So God is good and you are not. How many know God doesn't want you to be God? He doesn't want any rivals. Because there's only God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so what I want to preach to you today out of Peter, and every chapter is powerful throughout the Bible, but this one, we're just going to read the second chapter because it's very powerful. Probably only read to verse 17. So I'm going to read this to you to encourage you that God ain't done yet. He's got much more to do. And don't worry about Trump and don't worry about, you know, the COVID and all that kind of stuff. Don't worry about anything. It's all doing exactly what it should be done because God's the only voter. So I don't think God has revealed his vote yet, but don't worry about it. You win. So wherefore, verse 1 of 2, laying aside all malice, all guile, that is all things that lead to guilt, hypocrisies, envies, and evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that's your Bible, that you may grow thereby. If so, be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, Hanan, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen by God and precious. So, up in heaven, God doesn't look at the way we look at a thing. God looks at everything from a spiritual standpoint, and that's all you need to do to be a believer. Hear his words, you have eternal life. Hear his words, you have eternal life. You hear the word, and if you believe that God didn't lie, if you believe he told you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, whereas today politicians are not in that category. And so they cheat and lie and steal. So what? Why worry about it? Because God already said the enemy will not make it. So they're not going to make it. So today they think it's already done. But it's not done until God says it's done. And so if he hasn't said it's done, then there's still much time. There's all the time in the world. So the president finally did win all the elections, especially those in those states that are called swing states or, you know, where the battle lies. And so a lot of cheating took place. And so don't even think about that, because God's word is all you need. When you get God's word, you go by what God says. You don't go by what you see or think or feel or want. So, everything in the Bible is written against your will and mind and emotion. And so, since that's true, it's written so that you'll be guilty. How many know that from the age of 2, you've been sinning? Probably 1.5, you know, but sometime early on. And little kids knew that. If I would have a bunch of 2-year-olds here and I'd say, how many have sinned today? They don't know what the word sin means, so they don't know. But then I say, like, did you pinch your sister? one will raise his hand, and then all the other ones will raise their hand because they realize, whoa, the other ones are doing it, I'm going to do it. And so little kids know that they say they have an angel on this side and the devil on this side and so on. Little kids think about that stuff, and they get scared at night. And so they have no filter for that. And so they'll cry out in the dark, ah, you know. So you have to go and get in bed with them, and then they feel all right until you move. And now they'll grab on and don't move. And so it always took me a like 30 to 40 minutes to get out of the bed. Because I told them, there's nothing under the bed. There's nothing over there in the closet, that thing. There's nothing there. Well, the minute you leave, they're there. And so how many have experienced that if you had kids? And they have just built-in fear. You know, I don't know if I did right. And so when they do that, you just have to calm them. So you don't want Jesus knocking at the door over their bed. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, you know, and so on. So you just want a picture of Jesus, but not that one. Because they're afraid of that. He's knocking at the door and I'm not doing it. And so little kids, they're smart. And they think very clearly about life because they don't have any experience of anything except what you taught them. You taught them how to speak English or Spanish or whatever language you speak. And they learned that within a year or so. Maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And they probably have about 4,000 words before they're one or two. And they could just stick with that for their whole life if they don't go on in school. But school teaches them more words that they don't know. And they like to learn. They're very teachable up until, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like that. They want to learn everything they should learn to be happy all the time. But some parents are not so good because they don't know the Bible. People don't read the Bible anymore. They do in this church, but they don't in most other churches. Why? Because they expect the minister to kind of regurgitate it and so on and so forth and say it to them. But he might say something that's not true. Like, behave yourself. How many know that that's not what God ever wants? I'm going to say that again. Behave yourself. You know, shape up. Otherwise, you can't go to heaven. That's a lie. That's a lie. God has never said for you to do anything. He's a good father. If he's a good father, he doesn't want you to bless him. He wants to bless you. He loves you while you're yet in your sin. And he doesn't want you then to imagine you have to do good work to please him. He's already pleased with you before you were even born. Even when you were conceived in the womb, it says in the Bible, that God, through King David, said these words, in sin did my mother conceive me. So already the sin is right there because of Adam and Eve. Because of Adam and Eve goofed it up. For everybody else, you can blame them, but they'll probably be in heaven anyway. But you can blame them. But the point is, God is not bothered that you sinned. He's only bothered that you didn't take his mercy. He only thing is, you know, you can always, after you sin, you can always say, I did sin. However, God, since you're a merciful person, I'll take your grace and mercy. You can do that anytime you want. So he doesn't want you to dwell on your sin because that will depress you. That will make you anxious and nervous and scared and diseased and all those other things. And that's why people, they want the medical stuff and all that kind of stuff. As though psychiatrists and psychologists and all this, you know, all those stuff would work on you. Won't help you a bit. Sorry. So it's for the world. I'm not saying the world doesn't come up with something. I'm just saying it doesn't work. It will never get you into heaven. So you have to have a relationship with Jesus on the right side, not just a religion. Because a religion could be hypocritical. And you can't judge someone who's a hypocrite. You can just say, well, they said these words, but they did these things. Anybody can do that, but it's not the final judgment. Right? This is just a thought you had. It's just something you felt. It's just something you didn't want to do. How many know that we're all born rebels? Whatever Adam did, we did. Whatever he felt, you felt. Whatever he thought, you thought. And so on. That's nothing. That has nothing to do with anything. You need to live by this word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is constantly proceeding out of the mouth of God. So you live by God's words, not before time, but after time when you started talking. That's when sin begins. The minute you're able to talk, if they talk too much, you know they're in sin. I probably didn't say that right. That was a joke. Meaning, when people start talking too much, you realize, what did you do? Something they did. And you have to forgive them, love them, bless them. So Jesus came to earth and everybody sinned against him and he didn't mind it at all. He wasn't worried at all. So whatever happens to you in this world is just because he loves you and he's just showing you what he's working on, not what you should work on. So behavioral modification, which is the basis of all education today, it wasn't in the past, but it is today. You don't need that. What do you feel? What do you think? Well, what do you want? So that's the non-message of the day. So every media does that. Well, what do you feel about that? What do you think about that? Well, what's your take on that? They're just nonsense. So psychology is the god of the day, right? Sociology is the god of the body, and so on and so forth. It's all nonsense. And I have degree in all of that. So I have degree after degree after degree in all of that nonsense. And I didn't believe it when I was reading it. But now that you are a Christian, and I wasn't a Christian, but now that I am, I believe everything and that's in more. Whatever the word says, that's it. So in the North, they feel like they're more smarter than we are in the South. They do. And but that's why you're Christian down here, because you just read the Bible. And we call that the Bible Belt or whatever it is. But up north, they're really smart. And they designed all these, you know, things that cheat and so on and so forth. And it's all smoke and mirrors. There's nothing to it, right? The only thing is right there in that book. That book is the book of truth. This is the book where you're set free. So if you want to then know the truth that will set you free, it's all in this book. There's nothing in here that's a lie. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So people can write books about contradictions in the Bible and so on, but you ask them, which one? Well, I mean, it's full of them. I know, but which one? They won't answer it because they don't even know. It's, well, it doesn't make sense to me. Well, of course, it doesn't make sense to you because you're part of the world. But you can be converted because Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Now, that would be a conversation that people can respond to. And I love you too. People want to be loved in this world, but human love won't do it. You have to have his love. So when God says he loves you, he can't change his mind. Same yesterday, today, forever. Same yesterday, today, forever. Never changes. He's immutable. He cannot be gainsaid, argue with him and win, and he cannot ever fail to do everything he promised to do. So whatever he promised to do in the Bible, it will take place in this world before time ends. Now, you're in the last days of the last days of the last days, so history is about to come. And you know why? The end is about to come right now. Why? Because people aren't civil anymore. You know, you're in world civilization. Well, civil means you're civil toward people. But people today are not. People are anarchists or socialists or communists or whatever they want to say. Tyranny. And so why fix the world? Why don't you leave it to God since he created it in the first place? Did you know that someday Jesus is going to lift up all the nations of the world because he's the governor of the nations? He'll lift up this nation, America, Texas, all this kind of stuff. He invented all this. It all came from heaven. Someday he'll cleanse all the sin out of it, just like he's doing in your life now, and then lift all the nations up, and there'll be a great shout in heaven, because now he's cleansed the nations. They're no longer filthy. They're no longer sinful. So in heaven, everyone will like each other. But you could start today. You could start liking people just by faith. I mean, you don't have to feel it. You don't have to understand it. You don't even want to do it. Just do it. So, Teresa, I love you. Walter, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So it was free. But I don't have to do anything except believe Jesus did it, so I'm just doing what Jesus did. So I love my wife with all my heart and soul and strength, just like he said to do, because it's in the Bible, so I just say it. And I don't have to mean it or so on. So she used to ask me, now, when you say I love you, do you mean by faith? Yeah. Well, so you don't really feel anything? No. Well, don't you think of me all the time? No. Well, how does that work? I thought you were supposed to be a Christian. Where's your fruit? It's up to Jesus. Ask him. I think he's the one that does the fruit, because he's the one that created us in the first place, justified us, sanctified us. And so there's a lag, of course. How many know you Christians still sin?
Yeah.
How many know Christians, even in this church, still sin?
Yeah.
So even the pastor does.
Oh.
So just equal to you. It's just that I learned the languages and so on, could speak those languages and so on. But really, there's no difference between me and you except faith in Jesus, right? And that's a gift. Free gift, free. How much do Christmas gifts cost to the child that gets it? Nothing. It's free, 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 free. So everything is free in this world. So why don't you then act like a Christian to other Christians with no malice, no envy? All those things he just talked about. So everything, wherefore, everything is you do it by faith. You don't have to see it. Faith always means you don't see it. It's by faith that means, well, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have to make sense. It's just what God said in the Bible. So I go by what God says, not go by what I think or feel or see. I never go by what I see, because there's nothing in Christianity. All other religions, you can see them. You can see a Catholic monk. You can see a Catholic priest. You can see the Pope. You can see all these people because they have buildings that you can see. Everything is seeable. In Christianity, nothing is seeable. Did you hear what I just said? Nothing is seeable. And that was done in 1516 when an Augustinian monk in the Catholic Church, who was a doctor of scriptures, said, I don't agree with the Pope. And when that happened in 1516 A.D., he ended the Middle Ages forever, 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 and started the Protestant Church, and that's how America was born. So we the people wasn't in anything else in the whole world. There were no we the people in any countries anywhere. So we were the first nation, and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, all those people thought, just as I'm saying, and they inherited that from the Reformation. So that was a reforming, and Texas was actually born that way. 60 years later, after 1776, we learned by looking at America having these noble words, but then not filling them with life. That's why the South is full of all those Christians. Why? Because we didn't just believe words, we wanted to see deeds. And since only God does the deeds, you can't do the deeds. All you can do is believe that Jesus is good and that he will do exactly what he said he would do. So when he creates a promise, that means you have a right in you to tell him that he has to keep the promise that he just made. You wouldn't have it otherwise. That's why he made the promise. It's not a law. The law says something like this. Not that I command you to obey. The law says something like this. I command you to believe. Did you see the difference? One creates a relationship. The other creates just obeying. So we don't have any commands. There are no commands except this command, believe. So you don't have to obey, because how many know you can't obey? Because you're not God. Only God can obey what God says as a promise. So he promised Abraham in the Old Testament that he would do everything to bless all the families of the earth. Well, that's a lot of families. And he said to him, well, look at the stars in the sky. You'll have more kids than this. Really? Well, how about the sand of the sea? You'll have more children than this. Wow. And what about the dust of the earth? You'll have more children than that. How many know that is not believable? But the Bible says he believed, and God counted that as righteous. Isn't that amazing? How could anyone believe when he could see all the stars and say, let me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't count them all. Ah, that's exactly. You can have more kids than that. So how many know God, whatever he meant by that, it said in the Bible, he believed and God counted that as righteous. He reckoned that as righteous and said, and he believed. And he said, I count that as righteous. So to him that worketh not, Romans 4, verse 5. To him that worketh not, but believeth, right hand, on him that justifies the ungodly. Not the godly, the ungodly. He never came for the godly. How many know there's a Bible verse that said, I did not come for the righteous, I came for sinners who repent. So you'd have to understand the word repent. It means opposite to what everybody thinks it means. So everybody thinks it means stop sinning and start doing what's right. That's Catholic. That's Jewish. That's Muslim. That's Islam. That's all the other religions of the world over here. We're the only ones that are God's people. So we humble ourselves, we pray, we seek his face, we turn from our wicked ways by faith. We love our neighbor as ourselves by faith. And because of that, we didn't do a lick of work. We didn't do anything until we're born again. And when you're born again, then he does it for you. You didn't do it. You thought you did it because you think you did it. But you didn't really did it. Jesus did it so that you didn't have to do what you couldn't do. You can't do what you can't do. You can only do what you can do, which is sin. But God already forgave that. So now you're not a sinner. I didn't see it. You don't have to see it. Well, I didn't feel it. You didn't have to feel it. I didn't understand it. You didn't have to understand it. When he says something, something happens and you get an experience of the living God that makes that so clear to you that it changes the rest of your life. Could I hear an amen?
Yes, amen.
If something happens that you know the living God spoke to me individually, personally, and it changed my life. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to Guy. That's what happened to anybody. So since that's the case, when he enters your life, and it's not that hard, all you do is read it. You don't have to read it to understand it, to feel it, and to want it. You just have to read it. And when you read it, you get faith. And now I believe that I'm eternally loved of God. And if you do it as a child, when they're really small, except you become like a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. So you have to be a little child, and you teach them to pray, just like this. They don't know what they're doing. They just do it because you're doing it. The little kids will just follow you around and say whatever you say and smile the way you smile and talk the way you talk. So when they learn that from a little age, they'll never forget it. And if you don't do that when you sit down at the dinner table, Mom, we didn't pray. They just catch you just like that. Little kids are awesome. Dad, you're speeding. Oh. So what are you going to say? Because you sped. That's because the kid is on the floor, you know, and they're just saying it. No, little kids will pick out anything you say because they think you're God. They don't even know the difference. But they say, Dad, you're speeding. You said 50. The police are going to get us. I like little kids because they're just no filter. They have no filter. Dad, you're not doing right. And so when the kids, David remembers this, when they're in the Volkswagen, we had a Volkswagen, in the beginning. And, Dad, you said the police could get you if you did that. You're doing it. Ooh, I forgot. Sorry. So I slow down a little bit. And then if there's no cop cutter on, I'll just keep going. How many know little kids are like that? And they don't want to do what you taught them, that they believed in you. Now they don't believe in the dominion machines. Why? A lot of people don't want to vote because they don't want to vote in a machine that's going to change my vote from this one to this one. So a lot of people, that's not secure anymore. So a lot of people don't want to be involved in politics because it's full of corruption. Amen. And lies and deceptions and untruth. Same thing Peter's talking about here. So how many know, don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Everything's going your way. Yeah. Everything is going your way. Because God in the Bible says something like this. Every day, He loads you with benefits. Every day. I didn't even see them. You don't have to see them. I told you everything in our religion is you don't see it. It's in the future. It's hidden. It hasn't been revealed yet. So the revealed things belong to you, but the hidden things belong to God. Deuteronomy 29:29. So the hidden things, things that God hides, like He knows everything that's in your heart. You don't. You don't know what's in your heart. You don't know how wicked you are. You can say amen. So since you can say that amen means I believe in what you just said. So I believe that God knows we're more wicked than we think we are. And that's why He has to remove all the sin before you get to heaven. And when He removes all your sin, and you don't even know that He's doing it because you don't even know what's going on. All you know is He said, I'm working on your pride. Didn't I do that last week? Yep, you did. But you're proud again that you were humble yesterday. And so now, you know, and so God, you know, God kind of designs it so that it works in such a way that you can't make it work. Because you can't do what you can't do. You can only do what you can do. And that's just sin. How many know that's common to people? They all sin. Everybody that's born, everybody that's conceived, in sin did my mother conceive me. So, since she conceived me that way, how do I escape? Well, there's no escape. You just have to live with it and meet Jesus, and it's a free gift. So, when Jesus says, David, you'll be a mighty man of God. That's the end of it. Now, I didn't do anything to help him, because I don't know how to help him. Because I'm in an area that I'm not good at. So everybody here is addicted to something. For example, griping. Or murmuring. Or, you know, criticizing. Or judging. Or whatever. How many know that you cannot stop it? Once you start, it's kind of like, I'm addicted to this. I just want to judge everybody. How many here, don't raise your hand. How many here have criticized somebody without even knowing anything about them? He just said, she's wearing a dress like that. I would never wear a dress like that. whatever. You just do it. You can just be in a bus or you can be in an airport. You can be anywhere you want. And you just see people and you can already judge them without knowing anything about them. Something is in you to want to criticize that person. And you know, if you see a building that's old and broken down and you say, they just need some paint on that, it'll be all right when the whole thing is falling apart. And so paint will not work until you have to renew the whole thing, get it right, or wire your house, right? So if you have to wire and, you know, that was powerful. He knew exactly what he was doing because he knew all about that. And I don't know about that. He went up the stairs and did this and said, that's all done. You know what you did, but whatever it is, does it work? So God has always blessed us with blessing, and so I'm having fun on earth. How many here are completely happy just like I am all the time? One, two, two and a half, three, four. All the time. You can be happy all the time. Because Jesus said, fret not. Don't worry about evildoers. Why worry about people that you can't worry about? It's just your vain imagination. You're thinking something that you don't know is true.
Well, I don't think I'd do that.
Well, you might do anything. How many know that you can do anything you want? But maybe I shouldn't want what I want. Because sometimes I've wanted what I wanted, and then I got it, and then I realized I don't. How many have experienced that? You marry a husband that you think will be great, and she's awesome. Or maybe he's not the prince in shining armor. And so you find out after you get married it doesn't work, because God designed marriage not to work without God. But with God, it works. That's funny. If you just build it on God's plan, it works. So I love my wife with all my heart and soul and strength, and I'll never leave her or forsake her, no matter what. So, since that's the case, because it says in the Bible, as Christ loved the church, so let every man love his wife. That means exactly, if she owed a debt, he paid it. If she needed wisdom, he gave it. How many know that God has done everything you need in your life? He provides bread, he provides jobs, he provides everything. But you just have to go to God, because he's the only one you can go to that can do anything he wants to do. God, I know I don't deserve it, but I want you to do thus and so. He's always open to that. You can pray anytime you want. Doesn't mean it'll happen. You just pray, you might say no, and you didn't hear him. I didn't hear you. How many know you can't always assume that God is, you can always assume God's listening to you, but you can't know what he might do, because he's God. And he knows more than you know about everything. So maybe he postpones things in such a way, and he has. So Cain, remember Cain killed his brother Abel? So since Cain killed his brother Abel, that's the first murderer in the whole world. But he said, well, it's more than I can bear. And he said, oh. But he was thinking this, Jesus will bear it for you. Did you hear what I just said? So he was thinking, you're not going to bear the cross. So you're right. So I'm going to postpone, suspend my judgment of you today. I'm going to do it at the end of time. So Cain will be one of the ones at the end. If maybe he greets you in heaven with a little word Cain on it, I killed my brother. He'll have that right there and say, but I've been forgiven because I met Jesus along the way because I didn't like the place of torment. I'm not saying you have to believe what I just said. I'm just simply saying it. How many know that God is good and he's always good and he never changes? He's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't care if you're a pastor or a street sweeper or a drunk or I don't care. He's not interested in behavior. He's only interested in one thing. Is your heart after God? So that's easy. How many know all you do to be a Christian is just say, God, I'm just going to read your word because you said read the word. And you read it, and then all of a sudden, you believe. All of a sudden, it just happens, and you have an experience with the living God, and that's it. It's not just reading the Bible and saying, it sounds good. No, that's actually taking possession of it by saying, no, I believe that. And Abraham believed that God would use him to bless all the families of the earth. Shem, Ham, Japheth. The three sons of Noah that made it off the boat. So there were eight of them. But two of them, Noah and his wife, they didn't have any more kids. They didn't have any more kids. They only had those three boys, Shem, Ham, Japheth. So you have black, white, colored. That's it. All the families are from those three families. There's no other possibility. So if everybody is a mixture because of intermarriage, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Because God doesn't want you to keep your pure blood because there's no such thing. Because people, I don't know why, they just disobeyed God and did it. They wanted to intermarry. Instead of marrying of your own kind, you didn't. That's okay. He's not mad at that. He's not angry at that. He already knew that before the foundation of the world. He already knew that everybody's going to do what everybody's going to do. And so I will have to then make them a promise that I'll bless all the families of the earth, and then you don't have anything to worry about. So I'm not worried about anything. Everything's going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. Well, so if your life is like that, you're a Christian. How many know that Christians should be happy all the time?
Yeah.
It says so, and when it doubles it, that means twice. It says, if you believe something and you have another experience and you also believe it, that makes it God. So now you have one witness and another witness, both same thing. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I'll say rejoice, doubled. That means rejoice all the time, all the time. So I always rejoice. If something goes bad, I thank God for it. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried, but bad guys are bad. How many know the whole world is full of bad guys?
Yeah.
And everybody grew up that way. And so how do you expect them unless they read this word? Not the Rig Veda, not the Torah, not anything else. Nothing else will save you except this word right here. And the Bible is not just Old Testament, but it's also New Testament. And the gospel is not only in the New Testament, it's also in the Old Testament, but it's hidden. But you can find it when you're born again. And so now we're able to keep the Jewish law, and the Jewish can't keep it because they're trying real hard to do a good work when they can't. Because they thought he said, this is the Hebrew word, mitzvah, M-I-T-S-A-V-A-H. They thought he said, command. But I looked up the word. And command could be either a command or a promise. So maybe it's a promise. So I looked up every time it occurred in the Old Testament, and it was always interpreted as command, except in the New Testament, it was a promise. So isn't that funny? So I go with the New Testament because I'm a New Testament Christian, because of Jesus. So I believe that Jesus spoke the truth that will set me free. So if the Son shall set you free, not the Father, but the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. So if that's true, that is John 8, 31 through 36. So because of that, now I'm free forever and ever and ever. Woo! That's exciting. That's powerful. Can Jesus lie? The Bible says this. Let God be true and every man a liar. Well, I can lie, but Jesus can't lie. So I'm not relying on myself anymore. I have all my faith in Jesus. And what he said, the Father said. And what the Father said, the Holy Spirit said. So they all work together. I mean, they always agree. So everything is going my way, and it cannot turn out any other way. Now, I don't care if anyone believes anything that I say, because that's up to you and God. I'm not responsible for what you do. You're free. But this is the word that'll set you free forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And I'm proof of it, but you can ask my wife. I'm happy all the time. Even if I just yelled 2 seconds ago, God forgive me, thank you. So, it's not hard. How many know you don't have to be sincere, just say it. Did you know God will just say it because that's all he wanted you to do? Say it. Jesus is Lord. If you just say it, it could be a hypocrite. It could be. But when God says it and then you have fruit that follows, that means God's on your side. How many, you can live a lousy life your whole life, but at the last second turn to Jesus and he'll count that. You can be a righteous person all your life, but at the same, if you, at the end, then you become wicked, he'll count that. It's in Ezekiel. It's all over the Bible, but it's in Ezekiel. You can read it. He actually addresses that and says, if you are righteous your whole life, but at the last minute you rebel, then that'll cook your goose. That's it. It's over. So that's why I pray for everybody. I pray for Obama. I pray for, you know, Hillary. I pray for, you know, Clinton. I pray for everybody. I pray for Biden. I don't care. I don't have one investment in anything that man does, because I know it'll all work out for my good. So everything is going your way, zippity-doo-dah. So that was a Negro spiritual, by the way, in the Song of the South, because he believed that everything was okay, even though he was surrounded by people that hated him and used him and abused him. How many here know you're not a victim, you're a victor?
Yes. Amen.
If you're not a victim of somebody else,
I blame that person. I blame her.
That's what Adam did. I didn't do it, God. I think my wife did that. The woman you gave me. So he pointed that at God. And God said, you're not a victim, you're a culprit. So how many know you were born culprit? In the womb. Before you even born. You're already, and that baby comes out something like this. Hi, Mom, I want to help. No, the baby doesn't come out that way. They go out, you know, that's the way they come out. And so it'd be better if they'd come out, hey, Mom, I'm here. How can I help? No, nobody ever comes out that way. So how many know you have to have a sense of humor if you're like God? Because God's funny. Do you think God is funny? Like he said something like this. It's like an old wineskin and it's all stiff. And if you pour new wine in it, it'll expand and it'll burst not only the wineskin, but the wine will flow out. And so I thought that was funny. So since I thought that was funny, there's other things that he says. It's like you have a shirt or a gown or something like that, and then there's a rip in it, and you put a new patch on it, then when it rains, it shrinks up and rips the whole thing. Don't you think that's funny? I think that was funny. So I think God is funny. So don't you think God is funny? Don't you think that if God is a holy God and he could love you, that's funny? Because how many know you have guilt in yourself?
Yeah.
Everybody. No matter how many escapes you make or how many medicines you're drinking or eating or doing whatever, everything here is phony except God. That's the only thing that is the truth. Now, do you think this message won't fly? No, it'll fly. I can go all over the world. Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions. Peggy hates me saying that, but there are millions and millions of people that have to listen to my message all over the world. And it's true. So because of that, this message is just reading the Bible. I just plagiarize whatever's in the Bible and I say it and people get saved, they get healed, they get set free. Their marriages are restored, etc., etc., etc. So this Bible is all you need. Would you agree with that, Tommy?
Absolutely.
Praise God. So the truth hath set you free forever. Not just a little bit. Not just to get through the day. This is forever. So I'm going to go to heaven, not because I'm good. I'm going to heaven because God is good. I'll say that again. I'm not going to go because I'm good. I'm going to go because God is good, and he happens to love me. I didn't make him do that. I had nothing going for me. I never did amount to a hill of beans. But God said, I like that person. He's never going to amount to a hill of beans. And I never have. I'm just a bean. And nobody's even planted me. Wish they'd pushed them under the dirt. So I don't believe God is gracious toward me because I get a good work. I don't believe that. I had ever a good thought. I don't believe I was ever kind to anybody. I was ever decent or anything. And it's not because of my background. It's just because that's the way life is. So I believe that I'm beloved of God. Why? Because he said so. Because he said so. So I go always by what he says, not by what I think or feel or want or do. I just believe God keeps his word. He made a promise, and then he raised his right hand and swore by it, and then he said, and I'm the only one that can keep the word that I just made. And I have faith that he will keep the word that he just made. And never should this world end without God keeping every promise that he made for this world. As in heaven, so on earth. Wow, that's exciting. Don't you think that's exciting? Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
Latrice, that's powerful.
Amen.
Because God can't lie. That's one thing we can do, but he'll forgive that. He already has forgiven that. He said, I did not come for the righteous. That means self-righteous. I did not come for the righteous. I came for sinners. That's who he came for. Who repent, meaning they have a change of heart. When he changes your heart, you see that sword, that two-edged sword, it's in the Bible, the two-edged sword goes all the way through the body, the walk, and then the soul, and then right into the heart, and pierces your heart, and gives you a brand new heart. So God is wanting to change everybody's heart today so that your heart, not just your head, not your head, your heart completely loves Jesus forever and ever. Why? That's God's idea. That's not my idea. I would never love me if I were God. But he, Captain said, love me. And I'm totally into that. Anything, if you like me, I like you for liking me. Even if I'm not likable. And I'm not. But even so, I forgive myself. So I can petition for others because I don't love myself. Because I don't even like myself. I loathe myself. But God said, no, I love you. Well, that's good enough for me. And I'm going to marry you. Oh, that's good enough for me. And I'm going to bless you every day. That's good enough for me. So everything in the Bible is good. And gracious.
And merciful.
So this Bible, I ain't going to ever change it. Because it's too good to be true. But I know it is true. Since he says so, I live by this. Am I a fool? Yeah, I am the world. David taught me a fool. They would say, you know, he needs to be re-educated or something. I don't think so. I like what I like right here. I like this. I'm glad I came south. I was born in Chicago, mafia family, all that kind of bad stuff. And I saw it all, you know, it didn't faze me because I was just not invested in it. You know, it's like the only thing you can do is be a white criminal or a blue collar criminal. Because that was my dad worked for Jimmy Hoffa, bad person. And then my Uncle Tom, he was Italian mafia. My Uncle Vic was Italian mafia. And my whole family is bad. But that's only on my dad's side. But then on my mom's side, the third father I had, she had a brother, Uncle Duke, and he was an Irish Duke. So that was the Irish mafia. So did you know all the cities are full of Italian mafias, Mexican mafias? There are all kinds of mafias out there. And they're all over the world. So that's why I travel around the world. I do, because I want to see with my own eyes. I want to see if Christians really are Christian. So in America today, the Christian is lukewarm. The Bible says so. They're lukewarm, which means it's testing for you. You want this invention of Christianity, you want it to be tested to see if it works, to see if God kept his promise. I don't have to keep my promise, but he has to keep his promise. And he made the promise, I didn't. He did. And he said, no, I'm going to die for Jim so he doesn't have to die. Yahoo! That was free. Woohoo! Glory! Just want to wake you all up. Because you might be, I've heard that before. Yeah, well, I say it every week. So you can fall asleep to all these messages. It doesn't make any difference because I'm going to say the same thing every week.
Preach it, brother.
And every day. I teach 4 or 5 times every day. Every day. It's fun.
Amen.
It's powerful. But you have to not take yourself seriously. God takes you seriously. When you were conceived in the womb, he wrote on you with this finger, the index finger with his thumb, he wrote, Jesus loves you. You're mine. You belong to me. Now you're property of Jesus. And even though he hadn't paid by that moment, except in eternity, he actually said, you will never have an emperor or a pope or anybody else standing between you and me. I will be your judge, and I will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Wow, I love that. So, because the throne is set on high, let's say this is the box. The throne is set up here, and God has two cherubim in there, and their wings and all that kind of stuff. And then he'll say, you go to the right because you're one of mine, and you belong to me. I'm going to marry you in the back room in my chambers later. So I get to go to the right where everyone else goes to the left. Wow. I don't care about y'all. You can do what you want, but I'm going with Jesus. He's my whole life. I don't have any other life except Jesus Christ. And when you get Jesus, you get everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I'll give you every other thing. No price, no price, no price. So, if that's true, then this is good news. David, do you believe all this? Larry, do you believe all this?
Yes.
I never deal with women. I don't like to deal with men because they're phonies and fakes. And so if they say it, it's true. No. Tommy, do you believe all this?
Well, if I do, I don't have to take my life seriously anymore. It's all about him, and I can rejoice every day. Yes, I believe.
Man, that's making good news gooder than it really should be. Tony, do you believe all this? It's powerful. That's a good man. How many know a good woman is hard to find, but it's hard to find a good man today? It's powerful. But when God does it, it's good. But they have to be married to Jesus first. If they're married to Jesus, the marriage works. If you're just married to the man, you look to him for happiness, you're not going to find it. Whatever you look for, you're not going to find. The whole Bible is full of that. People wanted righteousness, they didn't get it. He said, your house is desolate. You're no longer God's people. So he went to the Gentiles. Paul was the apostle and prophet of the Gentiles. That's powerful. That's powerful. Why did he do that? Because he knew that this message is for everybody on earth. This is not just for Christians. It's for everybody. But the Christians today have been lukewarm, making provision for the flesh. But God wants a person that isn't making provision for the flesh, even though you do it. You just say, God, I do it by faith. I have faith in you that you already did it and you're continuing to do it. And when it's all done, whatever you wished will come to pass. So I believe God can't lie. So that's all it is. So he wants to have an encounter, a visitation with you. And he just wants to visit you and give you an experience of the true and living God, personal. Baptists believe that. They teach that. But I believe that. I believe that God wants a personal relationship with everybody here. Why? Because then you won't be sad. You'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Those nine fruits of the Spirit. The last one is so important. Do you control yourself? Do you control yourself? Self-government. Do you govern yourself? Do you restrain yourself so you don't do what you want to do? You do what Jesus tells you to do. And you don't have to think about it. Just do it and it works. You didn't do it so it works. You did it because you don't worry about it because you believe in Jesus. Your faith is in him, not in yourself. You don't have self, oh, I can do that. I'm so gifted. I can do this. I can do that. No, it doesn't work out that way. So everyone that believes that will end up with nothing. Man at his best state. Altogether. Vanity. Vain. Empty. Nothing. 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 So, since I believe that, I think that's Psalm 35, verse 19. If man at his best state is altogether vanity, then what is man and who is man? And why is God mindful of every man, says in the Bible? He's mindful. In other words, his mind is full of you. Not thinking about himself. He's only thinking about you. Did you know God is mindful of you? Every individual. Everybody. I don't know how he does that. He must have a bigger mind than I have. But I believe God is always thinking of me. because it's me. And all I can take care of is me. But if I take care of me, then I'll affect my wife, and that'll affect the children, and that'll affect the neighborhood, and that'll affect the church, and that'll affect the state, and that'll affect everything. That's what God is looking for today. If you could just have one church, just one that can say, that's my mind. How many know God is looking for not a lukewarm church, kliaros, he's looking for a hot church, zestos, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do it. Do you understand what I'm just saying? In other words, he just wants one little congregation. You don't have to have many people. Just two or three will satisfy him. So just me and you, Tommy, it's enough. And then if we had, you know, your wife and my wife, well, we'd have four of us. That'd be awesome. You too?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Boy, this is growing. So the best has been yet to come. He saved the best to the last. So the best wine hasn't even been served. That's in the future. That's, you'll do that in heaven. You're going to meet the Lord in the air. As you're going up, he's coming down, and he'll meet you in the air. And right there will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we'll drink that new wine that he hasn't tasted since the Last Supper. So when he tastes that, you'll realize this is better than California wines and New York wines. Thought I'd give that as a plug against California and New York. Illinois wines, you know. He wants actually this world to actually get along and neighbor could love neighbor in this world. Did you know it's possible? If only the church were the church. So we have to be God's church, and you don't do anything, you let him do it all. To God be the glory. So I believe that God ain't yet done until he has everything he wants on earth. So you will be a servant of God before it's all over. You'll be a slave of God. I am. I am a slave. I will do whatever God says, and I refuse to do whatever the devil wants me to do. I'm not going to do it. Why? Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. The only thing that works is Jesus. And so how is the world so simply defined by God, except if you don't believe in Jesus, you're none of mine. But if you believe in Jesus, you're mine. So simple. And all you got to do is read the Bible. You don't have to read it to understand it. You don't have to read it to want it. You don't have to read it to feel it. You don't need anything. You got it all in that Bible. And you read it over and over and over and over again. People don't read it over and over again. I do because I'm a pastor. But I have to read it 4 or 5 hours a day. And Danny reads that, I don't know how many hours, but at least two hours maybe. Maybe 4 hours, maybe five. Then he'd really, really be a super pastor. How many know that without the Word of God, nobody could be a Christian? So the only thing he's protecting right now and making Texas protect you. You know, in this state, just this state, I don't know about other states, I just know about this state, all men have a natural and indefeasible, you can't defeat it, right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own private individual conscience. No government. You see that? I just eliminated the government. That is something you can do, is worship God without the government. Did you understand what I just said? So that's why we don't want more government. We want less government, a limited government that sticks to its own assignment and not ours. So they're in charge of the unum. We're the e pluribus. In other words, this is where we disagree. We have all different religions. But any religion can settle here as long as you're peaceful, as long as you don't, well, you're civil. You don't do things that are not right. So that would eliminate the Muslims who are the sleepers and who are doing evil things. And they're doing it all over the place because they think they're going to rule the world. We're not going to rule her. They're not going to rule her. God is going to rule this world. It's his world. You say the devil is in charge of this world. Yes, he is. But you're not part of the world. You're part of Jesus. You're under grace. You're not under a law. The law says, believe. So now the law has been turned from command to promise. So we're built on better promises. I like God's promise. So the best has been yet. You haven't seen it. This is going to be on earth before time is over. On earth. So if every knee bows and every tongue confesses, so every knee is going to immediately look at Jesus and say these words in their confession, Jesus Christ is Lord. Because they'll see him on the white horse. And they'll see all the people behind him who are the saints of the Old Testament, New Testament, church history. They'll see all of those people. And then they'll see the host of heaven. That is, the good angels that never went down with the bad angels. They'll see him and say, uh-oh, I don't think I should have been a Muslim. Every knee will bow. Every tongue confess. So how am I, we going to get there unless we start today to change our mind about what's going on? They don't do it today. Nobody's even imagining that. But we are. Because it's not vain. It's actually the truth. Someday every knee will bow. And every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. So you could die today and be all right. So COVID is nothing. So you have nothing to worry about except praise the Lord every day. So we meet here every Lord's Day, but we also meet on Monday night and Tuesday night and so on and so forth. We meet all at times. But that, to me, is just to read the Word and understand the Word, what it says, and the best is yet to come. So I don't believe you've seen heaven on earth. Heaven is not on earth except if he had a church that was hot, zestos, not cold, psuche, and not clearos, lukewarm. That is, you can't tell which way they go. So if he could convert them all, he said, I wish you were cold, psuche. I wish you were cold. I wish you were against me. I wish you opposed me. I don't have any problem with atheism and all that. I don't have any problem with that. I wish you were cold or hot, but because you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. What's he saying? Is you can't talk to them because they say, you need to be a Christian. You say, oh, already I am a Christian. But you're living like a pagan. So which one are you? It's a hypocrite. And that's why God said, no, you can't make it that way. So pray for them. Pray for people that are hypocrites. How many know God loves hypocrites? He doesn't love the hypocrisy, but he loves the person, not the hypocrisy of the person. So he's not mad at people because they sin. How many know God is already aware that all of us are going to sin until you meet Jesus Christ? Amen. And then it's gradual. Because he's probably working out some patience in you, right? And some of you have hidden sins, and it's not so obvious, but everybody here is equal to everybody else. So I'm not better than anybody else, or superior to anybody else, or inferior to anybody else. I'm just like everybody else. But Jesus called me into the ministry 49 years ago, and said, you're going to preach my gospel to the death. Every day you will die to yourself so you can love your neighbor and worship me with all your heart, soul, and strength. All right. Who got something out of this? Tommy?
God loves me. Yeah, I'm just a wretch, but he still loves me. My wife, she might love me too.
She's the best. Who else? Anybody?
I'm just thankful that everything you said was the absolute truth.
Wow.
It just sets us free and makes us peaceful, and we just wait to see.
Powerful. Tommy?
You just explained how we can be happy every day. Very few of us raised our hand when you asked that question. That's the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. Because you don't have to do a thing. I mean, we're the only ones that have a God that he does everything so you can do nothing. He's like a good parent.
It's the best thing I ever heard of, ever.
Yeah.
That you do nothing, he does everything. What,
yeah.
What better thing could there be?
Right.
So he daily loads us with benefits.
Right.
We're just bursting.
Yeah. And you're a teacher, and you know your students are looking to you, not as a mother and father, but he's just looking to you to teach them what you know, so that they can be improved, they can learn to, you know, just trust God, and they look at you and say, she's a good teacher. So teachers do all the work, and the student just listens and then writes down what they say. And if they don't, it's because they, you know, never captured their heart. But if you have their heart, you have everything. And so, you know, we're used to the fact that God has rigged everything for your benefit. Everything that God has ever said is all for your benefit, not in heaven, right now on earth. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Anyone else want to confess a sin? I mean a small one. I mean not a big one. Anyone else? Norman.
I want to just share a verse which confronts everything you're saying there. It's found in Ephesians 1:11. It says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will.
Yep.
Basically, God works all things according to the counsel of his own will.
Right. So, the all is governing that particular statement. The all is, if he's in charge of all things, because he's the governor, because he's the creator, because he's the redeemer, because he's everything. If he does so, then he's the only one you need to look for. Never pay attention to what's going on in the media, the big tech companies, or whatever else. You don't have to pay attention to it. Because God will give them their comeuppance later. But right now, pray for them because they need our prayers. Amen. They need your prayers. Don't be mad at them. Don't be angry at them. They don't have any teachers. They have no one that can teach them. So if you're not taught, how can you know anything? But if you're taught that you're loved by God unconditionally, without condition, then you have happiness everywhere. So I'm already in heaven. I'm in heaven. I think Frank Sinatra sang that. But, you know, it's like good, but I am. So, God is good. Love y'all.